Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, bringing you the words of the Vicar General of the Maronite Patriarchate, Archbishop Paul Saya, in which he shares with us some thoughts on learning of the news that Benedict XVI will visit Lebanon from the 14th to the 16th of September 2012.
His visit to Lebanon is going to be, first of all, an opportunity for the Holy Father to incite the Lebanese once again to play the role they are expected to play in this part of the world. You know, Lebanon is the only country in the Middle East where the Christian presence has really a significant impact, if you like, on the country itself. And I think the Holy Father will expect Lebanon to lead in the implementation of the post-synodal exhortation, which carries the main ideas, as you know, of the synod, namely the communion and witness. And of course, the Holy Father will ask the Lebanese and the Middle Eastern Christians to try to relive their Christian identity in depth, because unless they are really anchored in their religion and in Christianity, they cannot live communion and they cannot witness. You know, and I think this post-synodal exhortation coming at this particular time of this Arab Spring is expected to offer something, a special message, not only to Lebanon, but also and especially to the countries of the region where the so-called Arab Spring either has come to some kind of a conclusion, although the conclusion is not yet clear, and especially maybe to a country like Syria, where unfortunately violence is still doing a lot of damage, a lot of killing, and this is a very tragic situation that I'm sure the Holy Father will address in one way or another. So we expect this visit to inject a new dynamism, not only in the Lebanese society and Christians in Lebanon, but also in the Lebanese society at large, and especially, I would say, in the region. You know, the Arab world now needs badly a word of encouragement, a word of hope, and some directives also to the local Christians as to how to approach this new reality, which is not an easy thing to deal with, because minorities are always in a difficult situation when it comes to a revolution in a country, because the Christian minorities as a whole have always been, not necessarily with the regime, but at least they have been, as they should be, good, law-abiding citizens trying to live their lives quietly and do what they can for themselves and for their country. So they may find themselves, and they do find themselves, in a bit of a difficult situation as to where to turn and how to go about approaching this new reality that is really causing, as I said, havoc, is creating a very, very difficult situation socially, psychologically, and especially, you know, security-wise.
And our thanks there go to Archbishop Paul Saya, Vicar General of the Maronite Patriarchate, who was kind enough to give us a reaction on the news that Benedict XVI will visit Lebanon from the 14th to the 16th of September. Our thanks too to Xavier Sartre, who spoke to the Archbishop. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.